I think we are live. So yeah, hey, hello. I think that was a great start into the first section of our talks, and I'm happy to moderate the first panel discussion here. I think Philippe has not yet joined the panel. He's writing in the chat, but maybe that's 5 to 10, or that's 30 seconds behind. Philippe needs help to join the panel. I will try to organize that in parallel. Maybe let's start with a question to you, Anna. Maybe you can explain how people can start contributing to SCA-related resources in the OSPO ecosystem. Maybe that's a good first question that I can in parallel try to get Philippe here in this room.
Okay, yeah, so as I explained in my talk, one of the main responsibility that OSPO has is legal risk mitigation. So adding SCA tooling or expanding this ecosystem in the OSPO ecosystem, it's super important. I see two main ways people can start contributing that. One is adding resources to the OSPO landscape, because we have added like an SCA tooling. I will share it in the dependency chat room in a while, and there we have a repo where people can actually add tooling that is not stated there yet. And also another repo, but that from the to-do group perspective we use a lot is the awesome open source software management. And there we split the tooling between different sections, and one is supply chain trust, another one is licensing security. So for instance, in if you go to the licensing one, we have the contributors are starting to add like a software tool like XPDX, License Finder, ScanCon Toolkit. But I know there are so much many more tooling, and again, this is an open space and open source project, and the community can add a lot of value here, more than the ones that are there. So I really encourage people to open a pull request in both of these repos and add their content to keep building this ecosystem and keep nurturing each other, from the SCA tooling to the OSPO ecosystem.
And that's great to see how the open source mechanism.